From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Alonzo Bowden, Joel Kim Booster, and Dulcie Sloan. And here again is your host, who just awoke from a beautiful daydream of salad bars gone by, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Isaac Rosa from West Warwick, Rhode Island.
Hey, Isaac, I have been to West Warwick, Rhode Island. I just want everybody to know. What do you do there?
No, you haven't.
I really have.
Oh, come on.
What do you do there?
I am a second grade teacher in West Kingston, Rhode Island at the Meadowbrook Waldorf School.
That's cool. I've always wondered, what exactly is a Waldorf school? Based on the Muppets, I just assume that you sort of say mean things to the students from a window, but that can't be right.
No, it's a little different from that. It's an alternative style of learning that's, we spend a lot of time outside and we spend a lot of time with kind of the natural arts.
Are you sure this isn't like some type of Harry Potter school?
In first grade, it's all about building fairy and gnome houses out of trees and sticks and things like that. Mm-hmm. We often have kind of rural campuses. Yeah.
It's Harry Potter.
Our school building burned down 2 years ago and we rebuilt, so we're rising like a phoenix from the ashes at the moment.
You see? Like the Order of the Phoenix? Isaac, it's great to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what's Isaac's topic?
Be my guest. My terrible guest.
When people tell their guests to make yourself at home, no one actually means it. I mean, have you seen what people do at home? This week, we heard about a notably bad house guest. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You'll win our prize, the wait waiter of your choice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. First, let's hear from Joel Kim Booster.
It's hard to talk about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu without bringing up a little baggage. And today, I'm not talking about human rights violations or annexing parts of the West Bank either. I'm talking about actual baggage. In this case, bags and suitcases full of literal dirty laundry. All foreign leaders are extended the courtesy of laundry services while they stay in America. An iron shirt here, a dry clean dress there, reasonable requests any busy head of state might have. But according to accounts from staff members across multiple administrations, the Netanyahus, like a college kid home from spring break, bring actual suitcases of dirty laundry for us to clean. But America isn't the only country Netanyahu sees as his own personal laundromat. The laundry issue first surfaced after reports that the prime minister and his wife took a whopping 11 suitcases on a one-day trip to Portugal in December, which raises a different set of questions entirely. Like, how many dirty pairs of underwear can one despot actually generate?
Benjamin Netanyahu, prime minister of Israel, always brings his dirty laundry with him when he visits so that his hosts can wash it. Your next story of a horrible house guest is from Dulcie Sloan.
In September 1999, Garth Brooks released his Garth Brooks In the Life of Chris Gaines album, and no one knew what to do. Even though the album was a commercial success, it left fans and critics confused. So Brooks abandoned the rock alter ego professionally, but Chris Gaines has never left Brooks' side. His emo inner teen, smoky-eyed Mr. Hyde is known to destroy hotel rooms in a very interesting way. He makes everything black. The entire room and bathroom, wall, ceilings, floors are covered in black paint. The bed linens are changed to black and all the furniture is covered in black fabric. Every lamp is replaced with candles and a candelabra is hung from the ceiling, dripping wax all over the room. When asked to pay for damages, as he was at the Wyndham Hotel in Rosemont, Illinois in 2014, Mr. Brooks responds that he is not responsible for the damages because Chris Gaines was staying in the room. The hotel was never able to recover the funds to repair the room and is now called the Dracula Suite. It's booked on Halloween till 2025.
Turns out that Garth Brooks is a fine guest, but his alter ego Chris Gaines just absolutely wrecks hotel rooms. Your last one-star visitor report comes from Alonzo Bowden.
Many ladies and not a few men dream of being visited by the mighty Thor, that is, actor Chris Hemsworth. But beware, because Thor always brings Odin with him, and Odin stinks. The large Mr. Hemsworth has a tiny Shih Tzu dog named Odin he takes everywhere with him. And Odin, well, he has a gas problem. It's well known in Hollywood that when Chris and his little Odie Wodie come over for dinner, the meal is served outside or not at all. I've spoken to him about it, says his assistant, Mary, but Chris is like the farmer that can't smell his own livestock. I'll tell you this, I was wearing this mask long before the coronavirus. Rumor has it that Scarlett Johansson demanded to be killed off in the last Avenger movie just because she couldn't take it anymore. We all thought it was cute, big guy, little dog. Then he visits your trailer, said Brie Larson, who played Captain Marvel. Yeah, my character can breathe in the vacuum of space, but she can't breathe that.
All right, here are your stories of an unwelcome guest. Is it from Joel Kim Booster? Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel always brings his dirty laundry for his hosts to do. From Dulce Sloan, Garth Brooks stays at your hotel, but it's Chris Gaines who leaves a mess. Or from Alonzo Bowden, Chris Hemsworth, great guy, good looking. His dog, very smelly, and he always brings the dog with him. Which of these is a real story of a notable person you don't want to stay with you?
Well, in Waldorf schools, we always study Norse mythology around the fourth grade, and I know it's not that one, so I'm going to have to go with Netanyahu's dirty laundry.
Your choice is Joel's story of Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, we spoke to one of the reporters who broke this important story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is acting like a college student, turns home from college, and just throws a bag of laundry into mom's hands.
That was John Hudson, the Washington Post national security reporter who reported Benjamin Netanyahu's dirty laundry. Congratulations, Isaac. You got it right. You're a credit to your school. You've won our prize. And, of course, a point for Joel for just telling that story so well. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's great to be on.
Great to be on with you. Thank you so much, Isaac. Take care.
You too.
His dirty laundry is nothing.